Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, gorgeous. I am fresh off season 10 of Vanderpump Rules.
Woo!
Yay!
Yay! They're done.
It's so exciting. I mean, 10 years of a show to be on, and obviously I have not been a part of all 10 seasons. I came in season 4, and I have to count on my fingers. So I completed season 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 7.
That's hilarious. Has it been 10 years? Is it a season a year? Is that how it works?
Yes. And we didn't have a season come out in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we were talking about it as a cast, and it's like, this would have been 11. But then again, you think about it and you're like, would it have been 11? Like, what if that season that we missed out on didn't go great? And it was like, we actually don't need this
right
anymore. So,
yeah.
It worked out is how it was supposed to work out.
How it's supposed to be. That's my energy. How do you feel, or what you can say? I know you're kind of limited. How do you feel about how this season is going to be? Because, you know, I've heard some things and I've been like, oh my God, this season's going to be incredible. But how do you feel?
I feel like I have conquered the art of, and we've spoken about this so many times on the podcast, so I'm sorry if you guys get sick of me on repeater mode. I've conquered the art of compartmentalizing, and there have been, I can count two times this season where I've said, I've brought this home, it's affecting me, because you know it is our real, our real life.
Mm-hmm.
It's our lives for real.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to be like, I'm just going to go home now and not let it affect me.
Right.
Sometimes I do incredible with doing things like that. Other times I literally have to tell my mom, like, I need you to give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because my mom doesn't watch the show.
Yeah.
She's never watched it. She doesn't know one thing about it. And so, and she's not really into drama, you know.
Yeah.
She wants to talk to me about other things, which is great because it keeps my mind off of it.
Right.
But there are times where I'm like, please pause Game of Thrones. I need to obsess.
Right.
And then I need to sage myself and listen to Break My Soul by Beyonce.
Yeah.
I just have to.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a really great season. Really, really amazing.
It's going to be really good. Yeah.
And I feel like I say that every year because, you know, we're there.
Mm-hmm.
We're living it. But at the end of the day, it's like there are people on the other end who are like, well, we can't really show every single waking moment, you know, because it's still a production, still a television show. So they got to condense things. And I feel like I'm just excited to see it.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
You say it's real life and it is real life. But in real life, you have to, or at least some people, I have to compartmentalize things. And I'm not even on a show. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people will compartmentalize work. I'm dealing with work right now, but when I'm home, I need to compartmentalize. Okay, now I'm home. Now I'm a mom. Now I'm whatever you are.
I'm so happy you said that.
Yeah.
Because when you go to work and you may be like beefing with a coworker, like that's real life. And when you go home, it's like you don't want to think about it. You want to enjoy your kids or your alone time or your husband or boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever, you know, it may be. So you're right. It absolutely is. It's just like everybody's day to day.
Right. Right.
I'm glad you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we're all in workspaces that sometimes are not enjoyable.
Do you think, I don't know if you can say this, and if not, that's fine, friendships, because I know, you know, watching you last season, there were friendships I saw. And then would you say that there are different dynamics between your friends?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll see. It's not, yeah. So it's,
there are certain, this group is very resilient, but there are things that I don't know that people are going to come back from.
Mm, okay.
You know? So that's all I'll say. Speaking of my mother.
Yeah. Lisa.
Who doesn't. Lise. Who I sit there and I'm like, you need to listen to me talk about this stuff. And she's like, I need you to listen to me about so-and-so down the hall. Got upset at me for Lily not being on a leash. Okay. That's the type of shit she wants to talk about. So we're in Beverly Hills the other day and I'm at a light. Mm-hmm. And I see this guy in this very cute Frenchie and he's walking his dog and his dog is visibly tired, doesn't want to walk anymore. He keeps sitting down. The guy is literally pulling. He's on the phone, pulling, dragging the dog. The dog gets up and starts to walk again. Then he tuckers out again and the guy keeps dragging him. So me, being the person that I am, say, fuck that. Mm-hmm. I flip my car around. Obviously, I make sure that traffic is not coming. I flip my car around. Roll down the window. Mm-hmm. I said, stop dragging your dog. Your dog is tired. And he was like, what? I said, stop dragging your fucking dog.
Yeah.
He's tired. So then my mom chimes in because, you know, she works for the Humane Society.
Yes.
She is like, oh. She goes in. And there are times where I'm like, you need to. There are times where I always want my mom to say something. But we live in a world now where the other day on the news, a man saw someone's dog being mistreated. He goes up to the guy. The guy pulls out a gun, shoots him. Okay. It's trigger disgusting. Warning. I should have said that before.
Yeah.
But that happened.
Yeah.
So I get concerned, you know, just for the safety of people around me, including myself. So my mom starts chiming in. I don't know really what she says, but he says, it's none of your business, bitch.
He's a bitch.
Yeah. By the way, we're going to talk about that word in just a second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have my own whole spiel on the bitch word.
Okay.
But my mom goes, it is my business, you fuckhead.
I love
it. And all I could think about was, I hope that this guy was on the phone trying to close a business deal while we yelled at him that he's dragging his dog.
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe when my mom, when the words fuckhead exited her mouth, I was like, either she's been hanging around me way too much, or this is a moment where I go, oh, that's where I get it from. Who knows?
I think it's that. Lise can be spicy, especially when she's sticking up from, and I know we talked about this, especially when she's sticking up for things she believes in. Don't get in her way, and that's how you are.
By the way, yes, I agree with you.
Yeah.
She is the sweetest human being ever.
She's so sweet.
My grandmother, by the way, her mom, same exact way. Sweet Southern belle, the classiest woman you will have ever met in your life. Mm-hmm. I know she's in heaven sitting there looking at me going, she would never say the F word. She never cursed ever.
Yeah.
But I'm sure she's like, oh, Lord. What is this job that you have taken on? My sweet little Lauren. I think that's how we lost
the accent.
No, but it's like Southern Belle Georgia accent.
That was
okay.
Good. That's like old South accent.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Bright red lipstick at all times.
Always.
Perfectly painted bright red nails.
Always.
All of the things. Perfect blonde Maryland hair.
Yeah.
Just fabulous.
Did she have the like, I'll stick up for what I believe in that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say you better come correct. Because we can get along. I will build you up. No one will ever break you, but you come for me, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I will bury you.
Yeah.
That's how my mom is.
That
obviously.
It's 100. Yeah. You fuckhead. Lisa is because she told me a story a few weeks ago when you guys were at the beach about someone raising their voice to a woman, and Lisa got, and she was like, absolutely not. You're not going to do that in front of me.
Yep, yep, yep.
So yeah, it's like, that's how both, because you both are so sweet and just like, we'll do anything for anyone. But then if you see a wrongdoing, you're like on it. To the point where sometimes it makes me nervous because like you
said. What I mean is it's like we live in a world that's unhinged.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I had posted over the weekend. I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it. I posted it and someone did say, message me and say, hey, trigger warning next time. So trigger warning for this with animal cruelty. But a video came out over the weekend with a dog, a sweet white dog. And they were, you know how you bring your animal in to get groomed or in this case, nails trimmed. Something as simple as a fucking nail trimming. The sweet woman owner was right outside, but it's COVID and they don't let you come back there, which I get it. But a lot of grooming places are say you have to stay here, don't come back there. And the dog was just kind of had a collar and was like tied up like they do, but was freaking out over getting its nails trimmed. The people, the two groomers, just sat there and did what they had to do and let the dog, I mean, trigger warning, but hang himself. No. And he did, and he didn't make it out alive.
No.
Yep. Got me sick to my stomach. And it just makes me like, I'm sorry, but the sad truth is, like, there are a lot of people who just don't give a fuck at their jobs and they don't care and they will just kind of like do whatever. And this isn't just that big corporation. This is a lot of places. So you really have to trust who you're taking your pet to. If you're not doing it yourself, which it's very hard to do, so I get it. If you can't get, like, I get a Dremel off Amazon and do my dogs myself. But if you're not doing it yourself, you have to be able to, A, watch your eyes are on your dog or your pet at all times, or B, you really, really have to trust that person.
Do you trust the place we take Bella and Lily to?
I do now. But I we stopped. We only took Bella and Lily, which those were great. We took Bella and Lily to a corporation like probably like a year ago where we would take them. And that local corporation pet store, those groomers were great. But unfortunately, that's not how it is in a lot of stores. And they don't like watch or check them. Granted, like the video came out. Oh, so you can see
but
it.
But by the way, like I fully support the like posting of, mm-hmm. of wrongdoings, because as much as I sit there and I really have a hard time with social media, it is the one place where you can go and share things that affect you without being face-to-face with someone,
mm-hmm.
you know, and getting the word out and saying this is happening and it needs to change and holding people accountable.
Yeah.
It's just you deep dive into it. And I think a lot of things are so accessible that we're seeing so much and we're hypersensitive. And it just makes me so sad.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you feel defeated and lose faith in humanity.
Yeah.
Things that you're sitting there going, why does no one care?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Why are we not being protected the way that we should be protected? Why are our animals not being protected and treated the way they should be treated? Mm-hmm. There's so much wrong mm-hmm. with this world.
Yeah, and a lot of times it is like people, and I don't know if I can blame this on them or society or mental health and people not getting the resources they need, but they're just checked out. Like when I was watching this video of these two groomers and this dog, I'm like, they're just checked out. They're not paying attention. They're going along just like, just doing their thing, not paying attention to this being that is struggling and killing itself on the table in front of them. And they're just checked out. And I'm just like, it made me obviously cry and sick to my stomach. But you just have to be extra careful. You have to be that way with babysitters. I remember my mom saying, my babysitters go through the ringer. They get reference checks, background checks.
Oh no, you're going through it all.
Oh,
but that's why I have my mother.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm nervous.
You're lucky if you have a family member, but if you don't, like Kyle
and
I. No,
but that's what I'm saying. It's a luxury. It's a luxury that my mom was able to like pick up and leave her life behind.
In Utah.
To come here and step up when I needed her. Like, that's not just, that wasn't my right.
Yeah.
Or her right. That was a fucking luxury.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
That happened.
Lisa's a bad bitch.
Yes.
Full circle.
I love that she called him an F-head because.
Fuckhead.
He was being an F-head. Suddenly, I can't say the fuck word.
I know.
Calling him an F-head. What is that? Okay. So, my feeling on the word bitch.
Okay.
What I have learned. I don't care what anybody says that women have made so much progress. you hear, you know, and I'm not saying that we haven't. I'm not saying that we haven't. Just this is my own perspective, okay? Mm-hmm. Everyone has one. That's why we battle so much. Yeah. So this is just how I personally feel from my experiences mm-hmm. in life. We have, and there are men who are like, I want to see women succeed. They wholeheartedly believe it. Their actions prove that. From my experience, this world is not ready for women with minds, women with voices. You're a female, and trigger word, you're like stupid, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just act like that ditzy, like you don't really speak your mind.
Mm-hmm.
The opposite of me, let's just say that. Men gravitate towards that,
mm-hmm.
okay? They like to say, I love a strong woman. It's like, no, because the second that a woman puts you in check, starts making more money than you, starts maybe like shitting all over your ego,
mm-hmm.
is put in a position of power, even if it's not a like a visual, tangible position of power, she's not running a giant company, but position of power in a way that like, you're not gonna fuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I feel. You are immediately labeled a bitch. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If I've learned anything this summer, that is what I've realized. You cannot walk into a room and be a thinking woman. And I'm not saying with every situation.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stress this enough.
Yeah.
You're labeled a bitch. How in the world could you have a vagina and have a thought at the same time?
Yeah.
You're a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm so triggered by it.
By the word bitch?
Just like number one, when a dude calls me a bitch, it's like, what a stupid fucking word,
yeah.
by the way. Because number one, you think it's you're saying it as an insult. It ain't an insult.
Right.
I am a bitch. I'm actually that bitch. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to go even heavier in the paint. I'm going to show you what a bitch I can be. All right?
Yeah.
It's so triggering to me, Jess.
I mean, kind of at this point, it's like a tale as old as time with a woman is laying the law down. She's a bitch. A man does it. He's a boss.
A woman
is being emotional in her job. Well, she's overly emotional. She's a woman. A man does it. Well, he's passionate.
It's beyond.
Fucking tale as old as time. I'm bored. Like, I'm bored with it. Like, we're not, I know, it's so sad. And when people use it nowadays, I'm like, well, you're a bitch. You're such a bitch. It's like, it feels lazy. It feels sad. I'm like, oh, we're doing, just like we were, Lala and I were just talking about this. Just like when men nowadays go after an appearance, especially on a woman.
Yeah. No, oh, I know.
You're going to, it's 2022 and you're going to say, I don't care if you say I have a bad hair. I'm like, what are you doing? You're gonna sit here and get in a fight with me and start going after my appearance and be like, well, you're this and you're that and start like talking about the way I look.
How lazy are you?
It's lazy and it's like pathetic and I almost want to like laugh and be like, oh, that's so sad.
No, I know.
That feels like bitch to me. When you're calling a woman a bitch, it feels like you're gonna say like, well, you are whatever about my appearance. And I'm just like, it's just gross.
It's so stupid and lazy.
Yeah.
But that's why
yeah.
I'm always constantly saying like, I love that bitch.
Yeah.
That's my bitch. Because yeah. you will not put power into that word as an insult. All right?
Bitch. No, bitch can be powerful.
It is powerful.
It is powerful.
I want to be that bitch.
I want to be that bitch.
How many times do you think we've said the word?
Do you want to know what's hilarious?
I wish that word was sponsoring the podcast.
Do you want to know? The first thing I ever wrote in the first pilot I ever made with my friends and like my crew when I was with Nashville was called Be That Bitch. And it was like, be that fucking bitch.
Yes.
That's what it was about. I just love, but there's something triggering when men use it against women negatively. It's just like slut for me. And I know you don't like that word, but when
I'm
like,
I won't even lie. I think I used ho, whore, and skank this season.
Oh. Because yeah. I'm like, I feel empowered. If I'm like, I'm like constantly like joking to Kyle. I'm like calling myself like ho and like, oh, I'm going to be a slut tonight. And just like being stupid. And I think it's awesome. But when it's used negatively toward a woman these days, I'm like, you are so pathetic.
No, I know.
You're going to call, like, especially by a man, I'm like, ew.
You're going to shame a chick
for, yeah, like, for, like, sleeping, being sexually empowered? You loser. What are you doing?
Well, again, suck my ovaries. All right? Yes. You idiot.
That's right. Why.
That's my take, yeah, on that word. And I'm not saying that we haven't progressed,
yeah,
because it depends on who you ask, what your perspective is, what the experience has been for you in this world as a woman. I just,
yeah,
for me, again, people look at you as scorned.
Mm.
Oh, she's just emotional. Mm. You're very emotional. You're volatile.
Yeah.
No, bitch.
I'm passionate right now.
I'm a woman with a brain, and yeah, this is how it is. This, and you're not, yeah, going to try and dumb me down for your own benefit.
Yeah.
I see right through it. Stop doing it. Stop, yeah, doing it.
Yeah, on that.
I got my two fingers up again.
She's got her two fingers. She's got the finger. But on that note, you guys, Lala made me start doing this. She says, she started saying it a few months ago that I heard, like, instead of, like, strap on a pair of balls, she puts, replaces it with women's stuff. So, like, strap on your ovaries. And I've been trying to do that more because there's a lot of things that are very, like, male-centric. So, like, man up. Or, like, so, ugh, I'm like, woman up.
So stupid.
You should start doing that because it, by makes the way, you feel, as a woman, it makes you feel better.
What? I have very few men in my life that, mm-hmm, like, I look up to.
Yeah.
Right? So, if... And I've come in contact with a lot of men.
Yeah.
And I'm not a man hater.
Yeah.
I've felt this way for a really long time.
Yeah.
There's just, I would rather be with a group of chicks.
Yeah.
I like it way better.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. Have you done your Mother's Day shopping yet? Friendly reminder, use Rakuten. Rakuten is the shopping platform to save while you shop. And this week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the entire year. You get 15% cashback at hundreds of stores. I'm talking Adidas, Splendid, Ray-Ban, Elf Cosmetics, Dermastore, Lego, Stanley, and even Dyson. New Dyson vacuum for me and the new house. Yes, I am treating myself and enjoying some serious cash back. I love seeing those Rakuten cash back deposits in my PayPal account. Rakuten will also send you a check if you don't have PayPal. So join the 15 million members, including me, who are already saving with Rakuten. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You will not see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
It's just me and Jess on the podcast today, which I really love this, Jess.
I know, I love it too.
Even though it's like a podcast where I love having guests, sometimes I just feel like everyone needs to hear what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well, that's what they want. So give the people what they want.
Everyone needs to hear what I'm thinking. So I had you guys do an Ask Me Anything on the gram. Mm-hmm. Do we have some stuff, Jess?
We do. Okay, first one is from Maria.
Maria.
This was a DM. So I'm going to read this and then I'm going to go to the Ask Me Anything. But this says, I saw you guys are doing the pod and answering people's questions. My question is, how do you guys stay so healthy and fit? You're both so busy. And with Lala being a mom, how do you find time to make healthy meals and workout? I'm a new mommy and ready to have my body back with like a crying laughing face. It's Maria.
Oh, Maria. Honestly, I have to attribute a lot of my bounce back after becoming a mom and giving birth and that whole thing to genetics. Because I think I'm able to maintain just like a quote unquote, I don't even want to call it healthy, but just maintain the way that I look because I don't, everything's in moderation.
Right.
Like, I don't limit things out, but I'm certainly not overeating
right
all the time.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But I'm going to be honest. Like, I went to the gym for the first time in, like, a couple months last week because I'm exhausted. And
right.
I feel for moms who either are stay-at-home moms, and then the second that the day is over, you don't want to go to the gym.
Yeah.
And the moms that do that, I'm like, teach me the ways.
You're like, what are you?
You know, you're yeah. healthy, though, Jess.
Well, so,
and you work out a lot.
And so it's funny because when I was in college, I was, and I'm not kidding, I would run 5 days a week and I would run about 3 to 4 miles every run.
No.
That's,
hell no.
And I was always exhausted and I was eating fine. I just probably wasn't eating enough. I was always exhausted. I was always like, or I'd go to the gym at like 10 at night. I'd get done with a whole day of college and go to the gym. And I was always tired. I'd have to take naps. I was like not bubbly. And long story short, I finally found, and granted, I've been with Kyle for 6 years and Kyle is, he's a personal trainer.
Right.
So he also helped me and he would never like try and force it on me. But if I was like, oh, I'm so tired, he'd be like, how much are you eating? What are you eating? Like, so anyway, long story short, for me and my body, it helps me feel best when I only work out about maybe 3 to 4 days a week max. My right. workouts are maybe, I mean, I'm not kidding, I haven't worked out for longer than 30 minutes in a while.
Okay.
If I'm in the gym, it's like a good 25 minutes. I go off of a program that, well, Kyle's a trainer, so I go off of a program he makes me, but like I can't be in the gym for an hour. I just can't.
Yeah. When I train with
Jenna,
yeah. it's an hour and it's like intense.
Yeah.
But I just like my bands right now because I can't commit to like, and I would go 4 days a week, but I just, for some reason, mentally I'm drained right now.
Yeah. And that's like,
so bands yes. are like my thing.
And you know, I've been told, and for me, it's number one is sleep. Number two is diet. Number three is gym. So if my sleep's not right and my diet's not right, I don't usually go to the gym.
I think that's why I wake up feeling so tired because yeah. my appetite comes in at night and all I want is bread, cheese, and crackers.
Yeah.
And I will be honest, like my diet is not on point. Yesterday, yeah. I ate super healthy. And I feel like I get what I need most of the time. Mm-hmm. And then I binge at night.
Yeah.
With just all the brie cheese in the world.
That's what my mom was like. My mom loves night eating. And for me, when I say diet, it's the opposite of what I used to do in college. It's not cutting really anything out. I just eat whatever I want, but in moderation. And I also make sure like I'm getting enough like vegetables and protein throughout the day. Because for me, that's what works best for my body. If I'm not eating enough, I feel it. I'm tired. So I never limit myself. Me limiting myself with food is a recipe for a disaster.
I can't stop eating Domino's pizza. Disgusting. Okay.
But like
Domino's pizza with bread twists and fondue cheese dip. All right.
That actually sounds really good.
It's you know, and like sometimes it's a splurge for most people, right?
Yeah.
For me, it's like, let's have it 3 days in a row.
See, but for me, and I've told you this before, if I eat like shit, I do it, I mean, whenever, but if I do too much, my brain starts just short-circuiting. I can't think of words.
But that's happening to me.
And I'm cranky.
I'm cranky too.
You're not cranky. I'll be a raging bitch if I don't get some. And I love a good walk with my dog. But if
yes,
fresh air and trees, guys, like number one, get that freaking fresh air. Like, hikes, yes.
I love the smell of cars whizzing past me.
Wait, are you the one that said if someone tells me to take a fucking hike one more time?
What?
Oh no, that wasn't you. Was it someone said?
No, so people love to tell me to hike. Yes. Logan is a hiker, LA and he's like, you should hike. I'm like, you're like, shut up with the hike. Yeah. All right, I'm from Utah.
Right.
You don't even hike, to be quite honest. If we're going to talk about hiking, like, I come from the mountains, right, bro.
Yeah, so it's different for everyone.
I do too. I think you got to find what works, what makes you happy. Do. And because there's so much out there that people are shoving down your throats and like, right, this is the way. No.
Yeah.
That's what's working for you. And I'm going to figure out what works for me. And you know what? It may not be working right now, but I'm going to figure it out. Like, there's going to be a day where I'm not going to be consuming Domino's pizza 3 days a week.
But right now, mentally,
give me the Domino's.
But that's the point. Right now.
Domino's and Perrier. All right. And put me on a couch. That's all I want.
If mentally you're, oh my God, I read something the other day that said, it was something about mental health, but it said, if today you're only mental, you can't judge your mental health compared to others. If today you're only mentally able to keep yourself alive, then bravo, you fucking did it.
Well, that's like, every day for me.
Yeah, but like that's what some people are like, I'm a piece of trash. I laid in bed all day. And like, yeah, if and that's what you had yeah, to yeah, do yeah. though, bravo, you did it. Another day on earth.
Oh, I love that. Take the pressure yes. off. Well, this goes back to when we were talking about just America being
just
grind. I know. Sleep when you're dead. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
And I just woke up.
You're like, let me sleep. Oh my God.
Okay, yes. What's another question?
What is the most, okay, so this is Wedding Ideas Global. What is the most shocking, that's her handle. What's the most shocking thing about being a mommy that you weren't ready for?
Oh, the most shocking thing about being a mom that I was not ready for. I'm going to be so freaking honest right now.
Yeah.
Having to not, I don't want to say having, I get to because there's so many people out there that want to become moms and it doesn't happen for them. So I'm very grateful, but let's like really break it down. We can be honest. Mm-hmm. Not being able to really just go and do whatever the hell I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
I no longer have that luxury. If I want to go out and meet somebody, I got to think, who is this person? Deep dive. I got a child to think about. If I get a text from a boy and he's like, oh my gosh, you should come over. And it's like, can't. I got my baby. Which again, all things that I want to do. She's the love of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But when people say to me, I don't really know if I want kids. I'm like, if you don't know, don't do it.
Right.
Because your life changes. And I love being a mom. She's the biggest blessing. But I mean, I feel like sometimes as moms, we feel guilty for some thoughts that we have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Hard. And your life, like you said, your yes, life changes.
Correct.
It's never the same again.
You know, when I have yeah. Ocean, I know that I'm going to have another person in the bath with me.
Right.
So I don't get to just like put whatever soap that I want in or a bath yeah. bomb. It's like we're getting in to just lukewarm water and I have to just basically sit here, which great because at the end yeah. of the day, I want my kid all day, every day. I never want her to leave my side, mm-hmm. you know, like. Right. I am going through a lot right now and that's what I want.
Yeah.
I would literally give anything to have someone say, here's your kid. She's with you all day, every day. And that's it. Like yeah. I would give anything in the world to feel aww. That. But it's different. Mm-hmm. Like that's, I think the most shocking is you think when someone tells you like your life's going to change, you're going to have to think about another person now,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're like, that's fine. I'm ready. It's like, then they come and you're like, oh, literally every move I make, you know, every time I wake up and it's like, I don't want to work today. It's like, well, bitch, you better work today, because there's going to be a day that Ocean needs to go to school, and we live in Los Angeles, and I need to know, like, I can afford to put her in private school if necessary.
Yeah.
If she has needs that, you know, are going to help her in school that maybe I wasn't planning on, and just all these things that you maybe don't expect.
Yeah.
Your life revolves around them. So there's the long answer to what I didn't expect.
That's what I want to hear, though. That's what I want to hear, just because I have heard over and over again from my own mother how having a baby, it's going to change your life. You're going to be a brand new person. You're going to be, it's the best decision you can ever make.
And by the way, it totally is.
Yes. And I hear that, and I hear it, and I hear it. It's a miracle. I love it, and I appreciate it. But I also want to hear the other stuff, too. So, like, tell me everything. And, like, that, yes. If you think, like, your life will never be the same, and people really need to hear that.
Well, Ariana being so open about, like, not wanting kids. And we've had these conversations where I tell her, like, your life, it's the biggest blessing in the world to have a baby. But if you don't know that you want them, I'm going to be real with you. Don't have them.
Yeah.
Because your life is different. You don't get to just say, I'm going to head to Vegas. I want to take a weekend and go see my girlfriends in New York. Like, whatever it may be. I want to go camping. It's like, no. Even the tiniest little trip, us packing for a 55-minute drive to Newport Beach, is like packing to go to Europe.
Yeah. You can't just like get in the...
No.
Yeah. I feel that way with a dog. When I met Kyle and he was like, yeah, I have a dog. And I'm like, oh, nowadays we can't just like... We don't pack and go, let's go to Santa Barbara for the weekend. We have to get a dog sitter. So I don't even, I can't imagine how I would be with a child.
Yeah. So that's the most shocking thing.
Why?
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes, because I'm very into just easy right now. And anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Where are you in the Stassi/Britney situation? Switzerland? Question mark.
Oh, where am I in the Britney/Stassi situation? No, I like this question.
Okay.
I adore both of them. They're both my friends. I think, and I preach this to everybody, if you don't feel like someone has a place in your life anymore for whatever reason, then you have to burn the bridge. I mean, Chris Medina, who's the psychic medium who I love and adore, always says, well, has said to me, burn bridges and don't be afraid. And I just think life is, people say it all the time, life is too short. But like, if you really think about it, I mean, it flies by. The other day, I was just excited that we got picked up for season 10, and now it's wrapped. We're done.
I know.
We finished filming, and that, I feel like I just blinked my eyes. And I became funny with time when my dad passed away, and I realized, how in the world? I had 27 years with this man and it felt like nothing. Mm-hmm. Even though you have all these memories, you're like, how was it gone?
Yeah.
So I support them both in however they're feeling. Everybody, I reserve the right to feel however the fuck I want to feel.
Right.
You don't have to understand it. I don't have to explain it to you. This is how I feel. I feel like it's time to move on from the friendship. And it seems like that's where what they decided to do. I don't know much about the situation.
Right.
Because I'm friends with both of them. And they're both very sweet.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I go hang out with Britt. I think I'm going to see her today. And then I'll hang out with Stoss.
Yeah.
And I support both of them.
Yeah. I love them both. I think they're so sweet.
Another long-winded answer from me.
My opinion on just relationships in general, life's too short for relationships that don't serve you. It's just that's what you were saying, but just
at this point in my life, yes.
And you don't have to have a reason. Oh, this friend and I don't click anymore. Sorry, let's go our merry way.
Yeah. And I don't care if I end up with Ocean, you, my mom, and my brothers.
Right. Right.
Like, yeah. Bye.
Yeah.
I just want to be happy and feel free. So yeah. If you're not adding to my world, like, be gone.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, like, that's how they felt about each other. No, right. They felt how they felt.
Yeah.
And that's where they are now. But I support both of them in their journeys.
I love this one. Lala, what advice would you give your younger self? And that's from Pacifica Perry. Sorry if I didn't read the last handle.
Oh, that's such a hard question, because I look back on every moment that I may have regret or remorse. And I'm like, okay, but where am I right now? Mm. And without those moments, would I be here? Like, I can look back at my life and say, you know, I'm now going to AA meetings. I should have never picked up that first drink. Mm. But I'm trying to make this make sense.
No, it makes sense.
But then we cut to where I am now, and I can look back and be like, there were a lot of fun nights out before my alcoholism really kicked into high gear, because I'm the person who does believe that it's a progressive disease. Mm-hmm. You may not have a drinking problem in the moment, but it can certainly lead to that. Again, that's my own thought. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, I had some really, really fun nights.
Yeah.
Out, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I can look back and not go like, oh, I've never been drunk before.
Right.
But then again, here I am going to AA meetings.
Right.
And then it's like, okay, but without that, I wouldn't be able to talk about addiction.
Yeah.
And like, help people who have reached out to me and give them advice on that.
VPRT, this is from T-S-A-L-R-E-N-O. Sorry, I don't know how to say it. VPRT, Raquel and Sandy, ? Are you beefing with Raquel?
Oh, I cannot say that. You guys will have to watch season 10, because okay. I'm not trying to get another email or call from my production company that says, please shut your freaking mouth.
Yeah.
So I can't answer that, but you guys will see it all play out. I'm interested to see what people have to say, like, mm-hmm. their perspective.
Yes. I'm just excited for this season. I think it's going to be iconic.
I think it's going to be pretty damn good.
I think it is too. Okay. Should we do one more?
Yeah.
So this is from E-S-T-U-E-B-S, E-Stubes. I think that's how you say it. How are you really doing mentally and emotionally throughout/since filming season 10?
Ooh, I love this question.
Yeah.
Filming season 10 came at the perfect time, because just my life is weird. My life is weird. One day I wake up and I'm like, you know what? I'm strong. I'm going to get the job done. Other days I wake up and I'm like, today's just gonna be a little bit of a struggle.
Yeah.
We're feeling a little defeated. Like, I'll be honest, I have those moments. We all do. But filming Vanderpump came at the perfect time, because even though there's a lot of drama, mm-hmm. it can become like a very strange and at times toxic environment, just like we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. There are times you go into the workplace and you're like, I really fucking hate Sally today. She's a bitch. She's a bitch in the best way possible. She's a bad bitch. But like, she's stepping into a power position that like I'm a little intimidated by, whatever it may be, you know?
Full circle.
So
yeah,
it just like took me out of my stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I love having something to occupy my time.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
You know, when I'm a Virgo. You put this Virgo into give her free time.
Mm-hmm.
You're just giving me a recipe to have my mind wander to crazy places. I can't have it. I got to have a to-do list for the next day. Right. And let's just say I complete nothing on the to-do list. It's like, but at least I had it. Like, I knew that I should have been busy today.
Right.
Like, it wasn't by choice.
Right, right.
That I was, you know, like I did. I wasn't busy by choice.
Yeah.
You know, Vanderpump asked me this.
Lisa?
She was like, are you really okay, though?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually really happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even with this is how I explain it. There's just one little, like, fucking fly that I can't quite kill. You know? It's like, I'm swatting. You know, it ain't gonna ruin the day.
Right.
But, like, it's annoying.
Right. We all have a fly, though. We all have that something.
Yes, we all do. That's what I'm saying. Where we're like, but like, does the fly ruin your happiness? Are you like, this fly is ruining my happiness? No, it's just annoying.
Right.
And you know you'll take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know he's going to tuck her out. You'll find him dead in the corner at some point. You know?
Yes, I love this analogy.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm like, mentally, I'm strong.
Yeah.
I can sit there and be like, today's a shitty day. But guess what? Shitty days don't last forever. I may wake up tomorrow. It could be a great day. Guess what? The rest of the week I could wake up and it could be not a great day. But remember, everything is temporary. Mm-hmm. Feelings are not forever. They're just not.
They're not.
You know? And I know that it seems like they are. And when you're in it, you feel like you're drowning. Mm-hmm. It is so important for you to take a moment. I don't care if you drop down to your knees and pray. I don't care if you sage your ass off. I don't care if you go work out. Whatever it may be, to get yourself to a place where you remember, this is temporary and this will not take me out. I'll be damned. I don't care if for the next month you are feeling down in the dumps. It is temporary.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is forever.
And coming from someone who, because to me, I can't imagine this pain, but who has lost her father, someone who is very close to her father, you. If that had happened to me in the moment, I'd think this, I'm done. I'm a different person now. I'm never going to be okay again. And like, I'm sure you were feeling that in the moment. And then now you look back at how you're feeling. Of course, grief comes in waves and grief is a different beast than a lot of other emotions. But like, you survived through that. And I look at someone like that and I'm like, I couldn't imagine losing my father. I couldn't survive through that.
But you can.
Yeah. And so it's just, yeah.
And I'm no stranger to anxiety. I'm no stranger to depression. And I know that a lot of my listeners or followers, you know, there are things that are well above my pay grade.
Mm-hmm.
You just never, never shut out that you can and will be happy. Am I making any sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Talk to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, we have science for a reason. Don't just, I can't stress that enough that you will be okay.
Mm-hmm. That's another good point too, is you have science for a reason. I was just talking to a friend about this and she said, she's been depressed for a while. And she said, I think something is chemically wrong. And I said, because I didn't ever want to say, maybe you should look into medicine or meet talking with your doctor about it. And she said that to me. I think something's chemically wrong. And I was like, there you go. Why don't you talk to someone about that?
We are in the power position, okay? If you walk into a doctor and they tell you X, Y, and Z, and you feel like that may not be right for you,
mm-hmm.
take a different route.
Yeah.
If you feel like it would be perfect for you, listen to yourself. You are in the position of power. You own your body, heart, and soul. Like, mm-hmm. just listen to yourself and remember that everything is temporary and you're going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's my heartfelt note. I hope that
I like that. We should end on that.
We should end on that. Yeah. I love you guys so much. Whoa. Turn into a valley girl. So much.
So much.
And you can keep it in. I don't care. Whoa. I've had one too many Perrier's. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. It's hump day. If you want to throw back, you know, a little glass of wine, hey, have one for me. I love you guys, and I will catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.